second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity and has focused 20 years of her life on this issue and has done a remarkable amount of good. Her websites are Mission Possible World Health International, which is MPWHI.com, Doorway.com, that's Doorway.com, and WNHO.net, and Aspartame Toxicity Center, which is HolisticMed.com/aspartame. And we will take your calls after the next break at 800-313-9443. So many people drink diet sodas. And, I mean, there are even companies that provide diet sodas for their employees, probably at no charge. They stock the refrigerators. And so people, when something is freely available, they start drinking it, and pretty soon they're hooked on it, and they start experiencing problems.
I know they do. And what bothers me the most is I think that they provide the company themselves to, like, the capital when I was in New Mexico, because when we, Dr. Stoller and I testified before the Senate down in New Mexico to try to ban it, almost everyone in the Senate was sitting there sipping a Diet Coke. And I wondered then if they were providing them, you know, to get people addicted to it, just so they won't get rid of these things. And I know that Dr. Stoller, he says, I don't think we're going to make much progress here with all of you sipping Diet Coke right in front of us, but at least have mercy on the children. And, you know, Dr. Deagle says when people are not rational and not even concerned, he says it's like talking to somebody who's had a lobotomy because it affects frontal lobes first. So we see this so often, and that is true. So many companies do provide it. But I know that I've sent out a lot of information to companies that did, that no longer do it, that said that they would not do it anymore. So that's, you know, there's just so much to be done from every aspect. But I never, whenever I see a situation, I always make sure they have the material.
Right, which is, I'm so grateful for everything that you've done. I cannot believe that all of the links you have on this website. I hope you have a lot of help.
Well, I have a webmaster that does it very, very well.
Oh, he, remarkable job. Just amazing, the things that you've provided. And, at Doorway, you talk about labels and the absolute necessity of reading labels. In fact, I've talked to some people who say that if there's a label on something, you don't want to buy that food, because even if you look at the labels, you really can't tell if something has aspartame in it. And if there are things that you can't even pronounce in your food, why would you want to eat it to begin with?
I know. You know, you just, you have to read labels today because it's life and death. And one of the reasons is that that once people use it and are poisoned with it, they're chemically hypersensitive. So many times they will, you know, once they're off of it, they try not to get it, but they may accidentally get it. And usually the reactions are so severe. I mean, they go into anaphylactic shock. And I see you have a...
Right. We hear the music. That means we're going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and we'll take your calls. Be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini, an expert on aspartame toxicity. Her main website is mpwhi.com, and you have lots and lots of new links, new information, and I'm particularly interested in the GMO information, and of course many of us know about Prop 37 in California, and there is a link there about the brands that helped to kill Prop 37, and these are well-known brands, and it's amazing that the food that we think is healthy, because it's kind of advertised as being healthy, actually donated to this, to kill this proposition. We're talking about PepsiCo donated $2.5 million, Naked Juice, Tostitos Organic, Tropicana Organic, Kraft donated $2 million, Boca Burgers and Back to Nature donated money. Safeway donated $2 million. Coca-Cola donated $1.7 million. Honest Tea. General Mills donated $1.2 million. This is pretty awful. Kashi donated money.
Well, kind of hard to tell, you know, the truth about many things, isn't it?
Yes. And Dean Foods donated $254,000. Santa Cruz Organic, R.W. Knudsen, Morningstar Farms, Garden Burger, Ben & Jerry's. Who would have thought Ben & Jerry's?
Yeah, I wouldn't. Well,
Can you talk to us about the GMO situation, the aspartame situation as it relates to Obamacare? Is there anything that we need to be aware of there?
Well, I don't know how many people have, read Obamacare. I mean, there's nothing in there that I know of that is about aspartame, because you know how many pages it is. I don't even know how they're ever going to work that out with all the extra tax and things that are going on about it. But as far as the genetic engineering, I don't know if you read this own report. Dr. Deagle explains this as it has to do with aspartame. And he says, when working with employees of the Augusta, Georgia aspartame plant as a physician in Georgia in 87 and 88, I received a briefing by the plant communications director to physicians at the Augusta Regional Hospital. We were told not to report to media any unusual illnesses, including neuropathy, organic brain diseases, transverse myelitis, cardiac conduction problems, or cancers for employees we would see in our practice or the emergency department. Then I was given a plant production report verbally about the E. coli that was genetically engineered to make the peptide by a high-velocity gene gun-coated with gold ions as a genetically non-connected, unstable plasmid of genes to make this peptide. I know this is all a kind of technical, but this is, people want to know how aspartame is made. And he says centrifuges would take the E. coli peptide and separate by multiple stages the final tripeptide. They said that they had to take precautions to make sure the E. coli would not come in contact with workers or leave the plant by accident or in products they produced. He says plasmids can survive extreme environments but stable outside the cell and the extracellular space and can enter gut bacteria or a host of any mammals or other hosts, then producing uncontrolled production of the glutamate antagonist neurotoxin. And he goes on about all this and says, having worked under Dr. Robert Brown in the early 70s, who was a bioweaponer in U.S. facilities, I was aware that proper precautions were in no way present in the aspartame peptide GMO E. coli facility in Georgia in 87 and 88. So there you have somebody who knew all about it and about the genetic engineering. And, this was actually on the front page of The Independent in the UK, because I asked them, I said, why don't you help us since you know how bad you're against genetic engineering? And they said, well, if you can prove to us that it's genetically engineered, then we will do that. And as it turned out, it was on the Milan website showing the genetic engineering, and I guess they thought nobody would know what it was, and I printed it out. I mentioned it on a list, and so they took the website down, but I had already printed it out, and so I faxed it to the Independent newspaper, and they not only published it, but they put it on the front page over the royal wedding. And because of that, it got out all over England and Scotland in that particular newspaper. So it is definitely genetically engineered from E. coli bacteria, and I think that if people knew what they were eating, they simply wouldn't eat it. But the problem is that once they get addicted, they don't seem to care. It's like telling them cocaine or heroin is bad for them. Once they're addicted, it is very difficult to get them off of it.
Amazing. Ah, my word. Okay, on your main website, mpwhi.com, if you scroll down just a little bit, you have a link, aspartame videos. And on this particular page, you can watch these movies, Sweet Misery, A Poisoned World, Sugar and Artificial Sweeteners. I mean, you have a whole page here of movies, and even in the Spanish language. So okay. Go ahead.
That one is one when the crew from Barcelona came. It is in the Catalan language, and they came to Atlanta and went through the United States and did that. There is also one on the genetic engineering done in the UK, and they picked up where I was at the stockholders meeting of Coke. Someone got me a proxy, and I came in there and held up that medical text to the CEO of Coke and told him, you know, you people have always known. And that was in front of probably 1,000 stockholders. So I think you'll enjoy that. It was about time Coke got told. Probably gave him a very bad case of indigestion.
Wow. And I understand now that they also incorporate aborted fetal tissue in Coke.
Well, they're talking about Cinemex. And everybody should read. That's an excellent article. You can even Google it, but it is maybe a couple of years ago about it. And Robert Cohen found that when he was going through the patent on Cinemex. And Cinemex is a flavor enhancer like MSG, and Coke's part of that. So you know, which it told which companies were involved with that, and now it's gotten around, people know the companies not to deal with, but Coke is one of them, yes.
All right. Now, there have been various doctors who have attempted to make the dangers of aspartame known, and have literally been destroyed. They've lost their license or medical license and all kinds of things. I think Dr. Bowen, didn't he lose his license?
Yes. You know, interesting, they put Dr. Bowen in prison with no charges. That's why there's no criminal record. He was, they did everything to keep him from telling, and he got out himself. And he lost his practice. Then they went after his license. They kept telling him, you got to stop speaking out on aspartame. And one of the things is he got Lou Gehrig's disease from it. And what happened was they put him in a mental hospital. They thought maybe he was on drugs. You know, there's menthol in it. You slur your words. Mm-hmm. But in that mental hospital, he wasn't on aspartame, and he became normal again, you know. And so he knew that it had to be aspartame, and he actually got in touch with the FDA, and back then he got some of these studies they don't let you see today that were really bad, and he began talking about those as well. But he's got Lou Gehrig's disease, and now he's got stomach cancer. It has completely destroyed his life, completely. And that's what they do. They try to get doctors' licenses that speak out about aspartame. I don't know if they could do that today because that they were really after him because he just told everybody. But today it's all over the world. People know about aspartame wherever you are. And a lot of people, even on the ship, all I ever hear is it's bad, it's chemical poison. I said, that's what it is. It's bad, it's chemical poison. So it is known far and wide today, and there's nothing they can do to stop it. That's why they changed the name to Amino Sweet, which is very deceptive.
All righty. We do have a break. When we come back, we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey, folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. Her websites are mpwhi.com, doorway.com, that's with one O, and wnho.net. And we do have some callers lining up, so why don't we go ahead and take a caller. Let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Could I inquire as to what Dr. Martini's MD is in? Is it an MD, PhD?
I'm not an MD. It's a Doctor of Humanities, and it's honorary. Although I was in medicine for 20 years and created the first health delivery system, had 200 doctors working for me. So I've spent my life in medicine, but I am not an MD.
Oh, great. Then you escaped my wrath. I quit the medical establishment because medical health and or medical research is an oxymoron. If you study the background, Rockefeller in 1901 took over the medical establishment, and then Carnegie bought it out to the AMA and for $10,000 in about 1906, and then Flexner redesigned in 1915 the whole AMA. So if you're a physician, basically you're contributing to the depopulation program. It has nothing to do with health. What you're trying to do is poison the American population with quote-unquote treatment of symptoms. And symptoms aren't the problem. All, quote-unquote, symptoms are created by lack of health, which means nutritional deficiency. So you can point the finger at Coke or whatever, but bottom line is, like I always say, it's a pogo philosophy. We have met the enemy, and he is us. Anybody who goes and thinks they're buying food, if they go into a store, is probably totally brainwashed. essentially we, as I've talked with Deanna before, came from hunter-gatherers. Basically, our only food is something that is eating the vegetable landscape, and we are hunting it. The body's system, the autonomic nervous system, is broken up into two parts. Essentially, we're supposed to digest food, proteins, and fats, and if the circumstances get really harsh, like a famine or whatever, we can actually move into a fermentation product process. But that process is only for a short-term situation, and it's very destructive to the body because of the release of insulin. And that's the key. The key is we have to eat fats and proteins in their raw state and support our digestive system. And cancer is nothing more than an aberration of increased fermentation and sugar handling. So everything's on record. Everybody knows about this. It's all written up. But you have to be smart enough to realize what you as a human being are supposed to be doing.
Well, that's why I say people have to take responsibility for what they put in their mouth. And if they want to stay alive, they need to do an awful lot of research. And, you know, people are busy today. They go to all these fast food places, and they never think what they put in their mouth. And if you see them in the grocery store, they never look at labels. So, you know, what do you expect?
Yeah. Well, if it's got a label, it's not food in the first place.
Dr. Fagan used to say he exposed genetic engineering. If it's in a box, don't buy it.
Well, the way I would get clients to deal with this, put yourself back 5,000 years. You have no refrigeration. You have no ability to cook except for over an open fire. And live in that situation. If you can't get that product or that material, let's put it that way, it's not a product, that material 5,000 years ago, and you couldn't keep it in a fermented or a regular state over time, it wasn't food. It was something that was, you know, going to be destructive to your body. And if we look at it that way now, and Deanna has talked about fermented foods, and that's a really great program, we need to redesign what we think of as food, because we have been totally brainwashed and bought into a program that is actually creating our own suicide.
Right. Well, thank you so much for your phone call, Richard.
You're welcome. I wait for other callers.
All righty. Appreciate that. Dr. Martini, tell us your experience with Glenn Beck and what was happening to him. And this has been a couple of years ago that this occurred.
Well, he was going blind, and they thought he had MS. And so, you know, he was drinking Diet Pop. And the interesting thing was that people around him, so many people know about aspartame, they were telling him. And so he was getting problems from, you know, from the network there. And he never revealed that that's what it was. But I sent him all the information he needed, all the information on aspartame and blindness, aspartame and MS, and I sent him the movie Sweet Misery. And I know that he got it, but he never wrote back. And, you know, I feel like it was because of advertising, you know, with networks. I find this all the time. Is that because they take money from the advertisers, they won't let the truth go forward?
And that's applicable to a lot of issues, not just aspartame.
Right.
when we get back, I know that Dr. James Bowen was working with a lady. I think she was a legislator or somebody that, anyway, they did some pretty awful things to her. Anyway, we will be right back, and we'll pick this up on the other side and take some more calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. Her websites are mpwhi.com, doorway.com, wnho.net, and one of our callers would like to know your opinion of soft drinks like Hansen soda that doesn't have aspartame or other preservatives.
Well, it just depends what's in it. I'm not familiar with Hansen. You have to, if you go to Whole Foods, there's just all kinds of bottles and cans of all different kinds of sodas that are not Coke and Pepsi. And you have to look at each one individual. If there's no preservatives in it, it probably is okay. A lot of them have phosphoric acid in it, which is not good for your bones, so I don't have the ingredients in front of me. But I know that there are people who want to drink soda and are looking for things like this. And you may know now that just like sugar is going to be making a healthful, in fact, that's what it's called, healthy soda. And I've had the opportunity to taste it, and it tastes just like Coca-Cola or better. And they have root beer, but it's not going to be out for about a year. But I tell people, if you're going to use soda, look for the ingredients. If you're going to drink it anyway, try to get it in a glass bottle, because like Whole Foods makes one that doesn't have phosphoric acid, it has citric acid, but it's in an aluminum can. So you have to take, I mean, if you're looking at something that doesn't have MSG, doesn't have phosphoric acid, doesn't have bad ingredients in it, you know, it would be okay, I would think.
Wow, right. We have to think about the container that this stuff comes in.
Right.
Now, I remember reading an article about Dr. Bowen, who was working with another person. I don't know, I cannot remember her name, but they were doing research on aspartame, and she had a son who was an adult, and UPS delivered a package to her son, and within just a few minutes, some people in black suits arrived at the door, confiscated the package, and it had child pornography in it. And this lady got the message, you either stop working on aspartame or we're going to prosecute your son for having child pornography. Do you know anything about that, or is that just...
I've just heard about it. I've heard it mentioned by Dr. Bowen, but I'm not familiar with the details. It was before that time. And there are a lot of bad things that happen. For instance, a woman died of the MS symptoms, and her mother, Betty Halen, went all over the United States telling people aspartame killed her daughter. And then all of a sudden there was an article in the paper that she committed suicide, and the people I talked to said, well, you know, the window was broken into, and, you know, how do you shoot yourself in the back? But I don't know the details of it, but I've heard the Betty Halen story many, many times. And, see, Dr. Bowen was there in the beginning, and he has dealt with a lot of informants and a lot of people and knows a lot about some of this. And like I say, I've heard about it, but I couldn't give you the details.
Okay, yeah, I just found an article about that, Patty Crane.
Patty Crane. Her mother was Betty Halen, yes.
Okay. Christina Onassis, Carol Hamm, people who all of a sudden died. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Christina Onassis used to have it flown in, and then they found her, I think, in the bathtub. But like I say, it causes sudden cardiac death, and so people just don't wake up. Yeah, there's so many of those stories, and you know, these things did happen, and nothing was done about them, not a thing.
Right, and it was people trying. It was the industry that was trying to prevent this from going worldwide. Now, you talked about the 92, let's see, we need to find that list, the 92
symptoms,
and I'm trying to find which website that was on. I believe
that's on my website.
Right. You just need to find it. It's on, right at the bottom. Okay.
Top. Of Mission Possible World Health International.
Okay.
On the second line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4th button.
Okay.
You said 92 symptoms.
Okay. I knew. I was reading it just a few minutes ago, and then I was looking at some other things. Okay. So tell us some of the symptoms. I mean, from anything from, let's see, what was one of them? 92 symptoms right at the top.
Headache, dizziness, the change in mood quality because it causes, you know, these psychiatric problems, abdominal pains, cramps, vision, blindness, diarrhea, seizures, memory loss, fatigue, causes chronic fatigue syndrome, a sleep pattern, rashes, change in heart rate, itching, numbness, tingling, change in activity level, difficulty breathing, oral sensory changes, change in menstrual pattern. That's why it can cause infertility. It's an endocrine disrupting agency.
Oh, yes. There's so much of that now.
Right. And male sexual dysfunction is on there, difficulty swallowing, change in body temperature. It just goes on and on and on. And the reason is that it ravages every organ in the body. You're actually consuming a very deadly chemical poison. You know, it's like arsenic. You just keep taking it a little bit at a time, and eventually you're dead. And that's why Dr. Blaylock, the neurosurgeon, said, understand, the reactions to aspartame are not allergic, but they're toxic like arsenic and cyanide. And that's why it causes, you know, so much of this. Blood glucose disorders, and, you know, a study recently found that it raises fasting blood sugar, which we, of course, have known, you know, for years and years. Unconsciousness and coma, all these things. And, in fact, there was a recent study that showed strokes and heart attacks. The more they keep doing studies, isn't that interesting? All these studies keep coming out proving all these things, and they simply do not, they just ignore them.
Right.
And they're doing the European Food Safety Authority is doing a review. And in the past, I know they have completely eliminated all those studies. They used industry studies, which aren't worth the paper that they're on usually. Because of so many people that they pay.
Right.
They know how to get the results if they won't. You know, there was one study, was it the Rowan study, where they were so afraid people would have seizures, they put them on anti-seizure medication and gave them one capsule of aspartame for a one-day study, sort of tantamount to smelling the bottle. And then they got it peer-reviewed and said, see, doesn't cause seizures. And that's what we have to put up with.
Oh, my goodness. This is amazing. You have so much information on this website. Now, when artificial sweeteners first came out, what was the real big purpose for using them? Was it that people wanted to get away from sugar, or was it some other more devious kind of objective?
Well, I'm sure that, you know, thinking about diabetes, it wasn't the epidemic that it is today, and that people didn't want to use sugar or couldn't use sugar. But today they have, you know, all these sweeteners, most of them are full of chemicals. Even in the case of stevia, if you got pure green stevia, you know, it's healthful. But if in Brazil they add aspartame, and then they made Cruvia, but they're actually using erythritol to sweeten it because that's what's in it, and it's full of chemicals. And so then we start getting people that were reacting to it. So it's not the stevia. It just had an ingredient of stevia in it. And then they said, look, We're listening to you, and we have a product that is safe. But again, you know, they just don't get it. They put chemicals in it.
Right. And I think it's probably worse for diabetics than actual sugar.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know of anything it doesn't do to the diabetic that's detrimental. It precipitates diabetes. It aggravates and simulates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy. It destroys the optic nerve from the methanol. It causes diabetics to go into convulsions. It interacts with insulin, and the free methyl alcohol makes them lose their limbs. So if you want to kill a diabetic, you know, they use aspartame. And a lot of people told me, you know, back when they got off saccharin and they went to aspartame, and I'd be talking to crowds of people, and they said, you know, my mother was doing okay, and then she changed and started using Equal. The next thing I know, she got the fastest case of Alzheimer's, and she was dead. So aspartame is just killing people, and I told you they changed the name to AminoSweet, and that's very deceptive because it's not the excitation neurotoxic amino acids that sweeten it, it is the methyl alcohol. You know, it's a methyl ester, which immediately becomes free methyl alcohol and then converts to formaldehyde and formic acid.
Right. Now, it has been approved in 90 nations.
And
maybe
100.
In over 100?
Yeah, I'm sure it's over 100 now.
And
it's, and what's so bad is Codex. If Codex doesn't ban it, it can now be used in countries that it's not approved in.
Oh, the Codex that has to do with vitamins and supplements and
right.
That kind of thing?
Right. And I know that the National Health Federation, you know, went to China and they tried to fight it with Codex. But so far, you know, we haven't been able to get them to ban it. And that's really bad news.
Right. Codex is supposed to, I think they want to transfer the jurisdiction for dispensing supplements to doctors and to pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, well, they did in England. Yeah.
Okay, tell us a little bit about England. That's what they did. Oh, okay, that's what they did, and you mentioned just a little bit ago that they were adding aspartame to those supplements.
Right, and one of the ladies who called me was taking vitamin C and almost went blind, and she found out it was aspartame and got off of it, and she regained her sight. But, I mean, if she, you know, hadn't found out aspartame was in it, she'd be completely blind today. So it is so serious. That's why I tell people, you know, don't get vitamins from industry. Buy them on the Internet. You know, get them from companies you know that have pure vitamins.
Okay. The story that I told in the last hour about one of our listeners, excuse me, I just got an email from him, and he said, Deanna, I believe that was my story you were referring to. Yes, I was having problems concentrating and reading, etc., but was loath to see a doctor about it. It was only when my loss of balance and dizziness problems, not to mention HBP, which I wouldn't have bothered to go to a doctor for, absolutely forced me to see a doctor that I dealt with it. I had the whole workup, I insisted on an MRI because I was certain I had a brain tumor or something very serious. The MRI, I read it myself and with my doctor, but it was seemingly pretty normal for my age. It was only after I had eliminated what I thought the major culprits that I recall the talks on aspartame on your show and quit drinking diet sodas and started improving. But how long does it take to completely recover if you're not assiduous in checking for aspartame in individual food items? Also, after becoming sensitive to aspartame, do you become more sensitive to MSG also?
Well, MSG is like the sister of the aspartic acid and aspartame. Both of them are excitotoxins, a product that stimulates the neurons of the brain to death, causing brain damage. So, also, it has an additive and synergistic effect with each other. And as to how long, we always say take the 60-day no aspartame test because usually your symptoms are gone by then unless you've been using it for so long. So you just have to take a ballpark figure. But it is good to detox. You know, I have the aspartame resource guide, and they can email me for it, BettyM19@mindspring.com. And it has Dr. Caldwell's detox, and it has Dr. Blaylock's what to do if you've used aspartame. The only thing that we haven't been able to get out of the body, of course, is formaldehyde because it's embalming fluid. So you want to eat very healthful, you know, and also detox and get as much of the poison out of your system and then watch what you eat.
Right. I believe I have that on my website, the information you just spoke about.
Right.
Let's see. Dr. Martini's aspartame information. It's right up the top, right under, it's the aspartame resource guide. And you have, you have lots and lots of information in this. So, and detoxing. I think that's something that we all need to do, for a number of reasons. Certainly aspartame being one of them.
Yeah, Dr. Caldwell said there were several researchers that got together and did his, and that it makes a big difference. Get some of the poison out of your system, and you may not feel real well while you're using it because you're getting poisons out, but you will afterwards.
Right. All righty, we have our last break. We will be right back after 3 minutes and a word from our sponsors.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. Her websites are mpwhi.com, which stands for Mission Possible World Health International, Doorway.com, that's DORWAY.com, and WNHO.net. For the Aspartame Toxicity Center, go to holisticmed.com/aspartame. All of these websites are just There is so much information. It will take you just a long time to go through it all. But when after you do that, you are going to know exactly what is going on, and you will be able to then take responsibility for your own health, which I think everybody must do and should do. What do you think?
Absolutely. I want to add one other thing to your listener is that if they used aspartame during pregnancy, to get in touch with me, because Dr. Walton is doing a study, and this may make a change in all this. If we can get people to contact us, there is a form to fill out, which you can send to me or Dr. Walton, but in any event, do get in touch with us, because here's something that we really want to make a change in, because so many people are having autistic children and all kinds of other birth defects, cleft palate, which was shown in original studies. So in this particular case, if this study is done, then maybe we can get the FDA to do something.
Right. Well, there is a contact, there's contact information at mpwhi.com, right at the top where all the links are. The last link is contact us, and if you click on that link, you will get Dr. Martini's website, or you're going to get her email address, and I urge everyone to do that, to share this information that that you've been given today. I don't think that we can talk enough about this, and as you say, it's in so many things that we really have to, you know, you don't have to drink diet soda to be getting this. It's in so many other things that you wouldn't even dream, like yogurt. You mentioned yogurt. Who would think that something so healthy, or allegedly so healthy, would have aspartame in it?
Yeah, it's in small print on one of the healthy cereals, too. I forgot which one it is right now, but that's why I say you have to read labels. And remember that you're around the holidays. You're going to see it everywhere. You know, save a life every day. It's just tell them, you know, maybe they won't, and the next day maybe somebody will, but you're saving lives every time you give out information. And there's flyers on the website, the FDA report you can give them. That's one page front and back. And articles, position papers, like aspartame in MS, aspartame in pregnancy, aspartame in diabetes.
Right. You've done all the work for everyone. All they have to do is print this off and share it.
That's right.
Thank you so much for being on the program and for everything you've done on this issue.
Thank you, Dan. And thank you for helping us get the word out.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk with you on Monday.